more fulfilling and rewarding than we ever thought it would be. We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Does your child sometimes get headaches, stomach aches when they aren't sick? Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraines. A migraine is not just a headache. A migraine attack can last for hours or even days, often with sensitivity to light and sounds, or nausea and vomiting. Migraine are more common than you think. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. Parents understand how migraine impacts their children's ability to learn. It can be hard to focus and can even mean missing school. But with the right accommodations, they can succeed. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org to learn more. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all our residents, good jobs and strong local businesses. What do all these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. A message from the Sustainable Urban Forests Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Dr. Kenya in the house.
Ooh, yeah.
Standing beats, fill the bounce.
Come on.
Temple sounds, groove all night. Dance was burning, feel the light.
Let's go, let's go.
That's the music every style.
Hey, hey.
From classics to the latest.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Temple sounds bring the heat.
Bring it.
Tune in now, move your feet.
Keep moving.
Dr. Kenya's on the air.
Ooh, yeah.
Temple sounds everywhere.
Everywhere.
Feel the rhythm, feel alive.
Uh-huh.
Dance the one and we survive. And Afro beat,
whoa.
Reggae vibes, get on your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Temple sounds, don't miss out.
No way.
Dr. Kenya's got the clout.
Okay.
Feel the pace, feel the drum.
Boom, boom.
Every hour, having fun.
Yes, yes.
Temple sounds, let's unite.
Come on.
Dr. Kenya, pure delight.
That's right.
Dr. Kenya's on the air.
Ooh, yeah.
Temple sounds everywhere.
We're switching it up in what we call GTO, Good Times Only. Temple Sounds of Culture. Let's go.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
whispers just gets better with me. Temple Sounds of Culture, 412-499-5000.
Can't wait till the sun goes down. I've been wanting to hold you.
Rudy just told me he's sipping on some Elijah Craig.
Counting the minutes, you're not around. That's what's getting me through the...
It's a fabulous choice. He mentioned with all the reggae, he wanted to sip on some rum, but he decided to sip on some Elijah Craig. Thank you, Rudy. For those of you who are planning on Caribbean cruises in December and January, hope you have yourselves a great time.
Just wanna tell you how I'm feeling.
If you've ever taken a cruise, let me know how those cruises go. We'd like to share with people that who have never taken a cruise before. There's a cruising culture in America. Love to learn about it some more. Evelyn Champagne. Shame! a wonderful song by David Guetta and Black Coffee. Song is called Drive. What's driving you? What's your purpose in this world? Yeah. For all the college kids getting ready for the finals next week, all the best. It's time to put it together. You got this. And for all the professors, keep smiling, keep shining. It's that time to see if people really got what it is that you're trying to put across, yeah? Make sure you grade those papers early. We want our students to get their results early and timely. Temple Sounds of Culture, 412-499-5000. We're broadcasting from Steel City, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. To our friends in Clarion, Pennsylvania, Mars, Pennsylvania, Brookville, Pennsylvania. Hello! Listeners from Aliquippa, hope you're doing well. Listeners from Baltimore, listeners from Ohio, we've got listeners from Philadelphia as well. Welcome everybody. Temple Sounds of Culture. It's a Saturday night in Pittsburgh and this is how we get down. I'm the ambassador of GTO, good times only. Oh yeah. TNT Music, brand new release in 2025. Song's called FTV. It's featuring the great Nico. Taking our listeners to South Africa. From Pittsburgh to the rest of the world. Hello! It's Saturday night, and if you're looking for some great craft beers in Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh is one of the cities that have got some great craft beer. I know there's people around the U.S. that claim they've got the best craft beer. But let me just run a few craft beer institutions or destinations you should go to. Gristhouse Craft Brewery, which is known for its hazy IPAs and creative seasonal beers. They're rotating taps and friendly tap rooms, make it a go-to for locals. East End Brewing Company. East End Brewing Company, a longtime favorite among locals here in Pittsburgh for their solid year-round beers and creative seasonal options. Church Brewworks, it's another famous one, a classic Pittsburgh spot, brewing on-site inside a former church with standout beers like their Dunkel Ale, also a fun atmospheric place to visit. You can take photographs. It's amazing how people transform our places. Brew Gentleman Beer Company, great craft IPAs and small batch releases with a laid-back vibe for enjoying good beer and good company. Some good bar food there as well. Dancing Gnome Brewery, famous for bold and flavorful New England IPAs and a rotating tap list that draws beer lovers from across the region. I was recently in Colorado and they were telling me they have the best craft beers, and I was going back and forth and saying no. In Pittsburgh, we have the best craft beers. It's just amazing how people break the ice to have conversations when you're traveling. One of the things I love about traveling is getting to understand, getting to know what's happening in other parts of the world. Colorado was great. Made some great friends. Went to a couple of lounges and exchanged conversations and shared with them the Timber Sounds, the Culture Show. Hopefully you're listening. Hopefully you're catching us live. And if you don't catch us live, you can catch the podcast on demand at timbersounds.com. Or just do a search for the Timber Sounds Show on any of the podcast outlets and you'll catch us on demand, baby. A lot of Pittsburgh people agree with me. They love the Gristhouse Brewery. And if you're in Mount Lebanon, you can go to Boozy Barrels just down the road. They have a great selection of six-pack beers. They also have a speakeasy kind of bar in their establishment. And listen, man, it's one of those places where it's a good vibe. It's chilled. Great bartenders, great staff, great people that come through it. And that's Boozy Barrels right here in Mount Lebanon, Mount Lebanon Boulevard. I say hi to my friends in Boozy Barrels. Hello. (phone rings) 412-499-5000. That's my telephone number. 412-499-5000. We love our local businesses. And for those of you who've not been to Pittsburgh or you're visiting Pittsburgh, you can check out some of these establishments I'm mentioning. Yeah? Can't go wrong. I'm your ambassador, Dr. Kenya O.C. Redoli. Quick update for our soccer listeners, our soccer fans, our football fans. The FIFA 2026 World Cup draw is complete, with 48 teams now placed in the 12 groups of four. The host nation is United States. National soccer team lands in Group D, paired with Paraguay's national team, Australia's national team, and the winner of the European playoffs that's taking place right now. Other groups, other headline, other groups you should think about is Brazil's national football team is grouped with Morocco. Morocco's national team is going to be a very strong team, or rather a difficult pool. Scotland, Haiti. Can you believe it? Haiti's in the World Cup. Haiti. Barely struggling to put it together, yet their soccer team is qualified for the World Cup. Big ups to Haiti for that really awesome achievement. The expansion to 48 teams, that's pretty a lot. The expansion to 48 nations and 104 matches makes this the biggest World Cup ever. We're anticipating promising drama, surprises, and that global soccer, global football energy. Now, the World Cup is going to be played in the United States. It's also going to be played in Mexico, and it's also going to be played in Canada. So they'll be splitting those games and those pool games in those three countries. Get your tickets. Make sure you are booking some time off for vacation. Actually, taking a holiday. Don't take a vacation. Take a holiday where you can just relax and enjoy. Yeah? Temple Sounds of Culture, 412-499-5000. Soccer World Cup games are going to be played in this cities in the U.S. Atlanta, Georgia, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Boston's Foxborough, Dallas, Arlington, Texas, the AT&T Stadium, Houston, Texas, the NRG Stadium, Kansas City, Missouri, Arrowhead Stadium, in L.A., Los Angeles, Inglewood, California, the SoFi Stadium. Miami Gardens, Florida's Hard Rock Stadium. In New York and New Jersey, you know, New York and New Jersey always doing things differently. It's going to be played in the MetLife Stadium. The World Cup final is going to be here at the MetLife Stadium in New York and New Jersey, yeah? And in Pennsylvania, the games are going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania's Lincoln Financial Field. For those of you in Pittsburgh that want to travel, you can do that. I'm surprised that there's no game in Ohio. Usually Ohio is a big place that has a big football following, big soccer following. They have the two cities of San Francisco, the Santa Clara, California Levi's Stadium, and Seattle, Washington's Lumen Field are the cities where the World Cup is going to be played in the U.S. In Canada, we have Vancouver and Toronto. In Mexico, we have Mexico City, Monterrey, and Guadalajara. I want to say thank you very much for those who took the time to communicate with me. It's always a pleasure to engage. This is a community radio show for community members in Pittsburgh and across the world. It's Tempo Sounds of Culture. It's what we do. We enjoy great music cultures. Thanks for the phone calls. I know sometimes it takes me long to move on to the next song, but that's because I'm engaging with other listeners. And there's nothing is better than having them in the mix, listening to the mix with I, Dr. Kenya, Oscar Ridoli. We're wrapping up the show. Like I said, if you missed the Tempo Sounds of Culture show, if you want to catch any other shows, please don't hesitate. Do a search for Tempo Sounds and any of the podcast outlets, and you'll find us there. 99% of the shows are family friendly. We believe great music can be shared and enjoyed by people in families, frenemies, in the office, in the workspace, because we're mature like that sometimes. Have a wonderful night. Good night, everybody.